Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with Apostle Gloria Porter. Sister Diane, we'd like to welcome you today to Blog Talk Radio. I begin prayer. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords. You are that conquering Lion of Judah. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. We glorify and just magnify you, Lord. Father God, just granting us this day, Lord, Father God, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord, we say thank you. Taking nothing and no one for granted, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord, we ask you, Father, for forgiveness in those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Father, as I come before you, I lay my hands upon this prayer list, Lord Father. You know each and every person, name by name, Lord Father, and you know what they're in need of, Lord. Father, we thank you for the prayers that you have already answered and the prayers that you're answering as we pray, Lord. Father, as our listeners touch and agree, Lord Father God, with the prayers, Lord. We thank you, glorify and magnify you, Lord, knowing, Lord, Father, that you are just God and you make no mistakes, Lord, Father. Father, as we continue to hold before you Kaylin Ellison, Lord, Father, thank you for touching his little body, Lord, Father. We thank you for bringing him out of the hospital, Lord. Father, we thank you for opening up his lungs right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for all those that was touching and agreeing, Lord, Father God, praying for him right now in the name of Jesus. Father, continue to touch him right now, keeping him covered under the blood. Heavenly Father, we hold before you daily, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, to touch her right now from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, as you continue, Lord, Father, to give her strength that she needs, Lord, Father, bringing her out of that dark place, Lord, Father, shining that light so bright, Lord, Father God, Father, that she think upon you daily, Lord, Father, as she converse with you right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you, Lord, the entire Corkum family, Lord, thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for covering that household under the blood, Lord, Father. And we come against that disease, Lord, Father God, of cancer right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Father, we ask you to touch and heal their body right now in the name of Jesus, Father. For you say by your stripes that we are healed. And we are thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your healing virtue flowing through and through them, Lord. As we say every cell, every blood vessel, Lord, Father God, the immune system, Lord, Father God, line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Lisa right now, Lord, Father. Continue to strengthen her, Lord, Father. Father, touch her entire household right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over her household, Lord, Father, as we pray, Lord, Father God, for their salvation right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Reginald, Lord. Touch him right now. Touch his mind right now, Lord, Father. Father God, that he cast down every imagination and everything that would try to exalt itself above the knowledge of you right now in the name of Jesus, rendering it null and void right now, Lord. Touch his mind right now. We speak renewing of his mind right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Shamoy, Lord. Touch him as well, Lord, Father. Father, we praying for his salvation right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Bishop Clark, Lord, Father. Father, touch him right now, Lord, Father, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet as we continue to speak healing to his body right now. And we say, body, line up with the word of God, Lord. Give him the strength that he needs right now, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for touching his heart, Lord, Father God. Father, we speak, Lord, Father, blood flow right now, Lord, Father, flowing freely right now, Lord. We come against any pain, Lord, Father God, that he may be feeling within his body right now, Lord. Touch his back area right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold before you Naomi right now, Lord. Father, continue to touch her as she lean on you and depend upon you right now, Lord, for her healing. Father, we hold before you Richie, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, Father, for all that you have done for him, Lord, Father, and doing for him, Lord. Father, we thank you for bringing him out of the hospital, Lord. We thank you for bringing him through those surgeries, Father. Father, we thanking you right now as you're with him, Lord, as he continue, Lord, Father, to do therapy right now. Father, give him the strength right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Elizabeth, Lord, his mom. Father, continue to touch Sister Elizabeth. Give her the strength that she continually needs in you, Lord, Father. Father, as you continue to build her up, as she stand by her son's side, Lord, Father. And Father God, she's never failing, Lord, Father God, to do your will, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we come against, Lord, Father God, this coronavirus and all those other viruses right now, Lord, Father. And Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for not bringing it near our dwelling, Lord, Father, not touching us right now, Lord, Father. We ask you to touch our neighborhoods right now, Lord, Father, the jobs right now. Father, we thank you for touching the schools right now, our county, Lord, our state right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord, Father, for just keeping your people, Lord, Father God, in the ark of safety, Lord. And Father, let those, Lord, Father, stand together and pray, Lord, Father, against this virus, Lord, Father, that they may not come near their dwelling right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, those, Lord, Father God, that have already passed, Lord, Father, from this sickness right now, Lord, Father. We ask you, Lord, Father, to comfort their hearts right now, Lord, Father, and seek your face, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray, Lord, Father God, for those states, those countries, Lord, those islands, Father, that are suffering, Lord, Father God, from fires and earthquakes, Lord, Father, tornadoes, Lord, Father. Father God, touch them right now, Lord, Father, that they may band together and cry out, Lord, Father God, to you, Lord, Father. Father, knowing, Lord, Father, that you hear prayers, Lord, as we pray, Lord, Father God, for America right now. For you to have mercy, O God, upon America, Lord, upon this nation right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for this Blog Talk Radio, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for using Apostle, Lord, Father God, to touch those near and far right now. Father, that they can tune in and hear a word, Lord, Father God, from you, Lord. Father God, knowing, Lord, Father God, that you're a God of mercy, Lord. You're a God of comfort, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for all that you're doing through this Blog Talk Radio right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we cover it under the blood right now, canceling every assignment, Lord, Father God, that have sent to this broadcast to try and hinder it, Lord, Father, anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast. Father, we cancel it right now and render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask you to decrease my apostle and deacon right now, Lord, Father, as you increase in them and the word come forth. Father God, touch our listeners right now, Lord. Give them the ears to hear and a heart to receive the word, Lord, Father. Give them, Lord Father God, that will, Lord Father God, to make correction where correction is due, Lord Father. And help us, Lord Father God, to not be just hearers of the word, Lord Father, but doers as well, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, glorify and magnify you, Lord Father. And we thank you, Lord Father God, for you just showing up and showing out right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen for the prayer. Now, if you didn't hear your name called, you weren't listening or heard today, but listen, call in 347-857-3925 and get your prayer request in, whatever the situation may be in your life, that we can pray. We will not just pray at this time, but we will pray even after we're off the air on our prayer time, personal and thereof, family, all the other prayer lines, Wailing Wall, that we have praying going on, and we want to pray for you. So remember, 347-857-3925. Now listen, call us. We want to hear from you. Let's chat. Let's talk about it, okay? That's what this broadcast is about. Time to talk about it, and we want to talk about it with you, okay? All right, word for today. The way we pray shows how we live. The way we live shows how we pray. Simple, ain't it? The way we pray shows how we live. The way we live shows how we pray. So which one of you today? Praise God. We thank God for Deacon Knight being here with us today and Diane. And we thank God for who? You. You and you. We thank God for you today. Our wonderful friends, family, associates, whoever you are, wherever you are, those in the foreign countries, I know you may have a chance to listen to us today, won't you? Because you're home, right? So listen carefully to us. Now, we don't have no magic to give you for this virus all over the place. We don't have a magic, but we do have the word of God, the only means of help in this time of need, the only need help you can get. I know there's so many people with all kind of hacks, you know, this, that, and the other helps it, but the only one that can help it is Jesus. He said, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. He's the one that healeth you, right? Okay. So if he's the one that healeth thee, then why don't you turn to him? That's all I ask. Yeah, you know, we're just talking about it, right? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. We thank God again for you, you, and you. I do thank God for you today for being there, right? Just for being there. Now, we're going to talk about a Balaam situation. We were discussing it, you know, upon last night's Bible talk. We talked about it. And truly, it's a rather strange, in a way, story, talking about Balak and Balaam, okay? We're talking about them and their situation here. And we need to know, you know, these things happen in our lives. You know, there's all types of incidents in our lives shows us about someone is always trying to get us to do something that we shouldn't do. Now, isn't that right? And even down to the virus that's out here, you're going to find somebody tell you what? Oh, that's fake. You don't need to do this and you don't need to do that and you can do what you want to do. All right. Well, now, you know, suppose the National Guard is there. Now, you think you're going to do what you want to do? Do you really? You're not going to do what you want to do. You're going to have to follow some orders sooner or later. You hear? And then, if you don't follow orders, you may find yourself 6 feet under the dirt. Hear what I'm saying? That's where you may find yourself. But, you know, we're going to talk about it a little bit. And it's, to me, the more I read about it, the more interesting I find it to be. Now, let's see, where will we go? We'll just start a little bit here. In we're in the 22nd chapter of Numbers. That's where we're starting it. Okay, 22nd chapter of Numbers. That's where we started at. Now, just to give you a little background of Balak. Not Balaam, but Balak. Okay, now. We'll just start here in the, we could start in the beginning, but you can start in the beginning at your time. I'm trying to get through it, you know, as soon as possible. The sixth verse, I'm going to start. Come now, therefore I pray thee, curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me. Preadventure I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I wot that he whom thou blessed is blessed, and he whom thou cursed is cursed. Now, and the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards. Listen at this, with rewards of divination in their hand, that they came unto Balaam and spake unto him the words of Balak. Now, you that have a ministry have an assignment. Every one of you want you to know, don't think you exempt from the devil trying in your life. Don't think you're exempt, because you're not. If you love the Lord and you done told him so, and everybody else is a witness that you love God and you are willing to serve him, you are a target. Okay? You're a target for the devil and all his imps. And the people that work all have all kind of divinations in their hand, all kinds of that they claim works for you, will work for you. You do this and you do that. You know, there are lots of these people going around, and you need to have discernment. Ask God for discernment in all this, okay? Because there are witches. Say they are Christian witches. I never heard of. I ain't seen this in the Bible yet, Christian witches. All I know is some of those there in the church, okay, trying to tear up the church, trying to get you to curse somebody. See, there's a lot of Balaks in the church, okay, and they're disguised. See, they're not even... pardon me, showing themselves, but they are disguised. Do you see? You hear what I'm saying? Now, if they are disguised, that means that they're trying to seduce you. Talk you into going against God. That's the whole gist of their operation. This is what they're doing. And they're the bellocks of your life, okay? And this is what he said. This is what happened after. And he said unto them, lodge here this night. This is Balaam. And I will bring you word again as the Lord shall speak unto me. And the prince of Moab abode with Balaam. And God came unto Balaam and said, what men are these with thee? He want to know what you're doing with them at your house. Okay. You know what they have in their hands. Okay. Now, when God sent his prophet to you, now, you may not believe in prophets as it is. A lot of people don't believe in prophets. A lot of pastors don't believe in prophets. It's a lot of them. And especially if it's a woman. Okay? They definitely don't believe in that. All right? Now, that's their problem. They have a problem. Okay? God don't have the problem. They have a problem with what God wrote, what God have in his book. See? And what words he give you, they the one have the problem, you see. So, now, when God asks you, what men are these with thee? He asked them, ask Balaam, who this you done told my, stay with me tonight while I seek the Lord, you know. So I can see what he say to me concerning you. Well, now, if you have discernment, you're supposed to know what kind of person that is, don't you? You know how you tell me, oh, you know, I know things. I know what's going on in the world. And, you know, people are always making that statement. They know this and they know that. Okay? But who are they? Do they belong to Balak? Or do they belong to the Lord? Who's their father? Who are they serving? You never question these things. And even down to your family, you have family members that have gone astray, left the fold. Even some people's children leave the fold, and they rather listen to their children, what they saying, because they hit their children. And they know the truth of the word of God, what God has already told them. And this part I don't understand, you know. But, you know, what I don't understand to make a new world, you see. But we go on. You got to figure out who you are today. Who are you hanging with? All right. And Balaam said unto God, Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent unto me, saying, behold, would you dare tell God this? Behold, there is a people come out of Egypt which covered the face of the earth. Come now, curse me them. Peradventure, I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. Now, I'm one of them. Now, what am I doing listening to you? Now, I want you to ask yourself today, and you know when the devil come and make all these propositions to you, you know what it is, don't you? Come on now, you know exactly what it is. You know that devil come up with that, and you know you ain't got no business even conversing with him with all of that. Come and curse these people. I want you to curse them because they're my enemy. Well, I'm your enemy too because I belong with these people here. I'm one of them. And how you want me to curse myself? Do you see how tricky the devil is? He will get you in a mix every time. If you don't pay attention and know who you are and whose you are. I cannot tell you enough times that we need to find out our identity, who we really are and who we belong to. Stop imagining things. Stop wanting to be like somebody, look like they prosperous or got lots of money. Everybody that got lots of money is not a God now. See, everybody, they doing some, they may say they are, a lot of them say they are, but yet their deeds, the deeds that they do, shows you that they are not. The fruit that they bear shows you that they are not. And you can't turn your head. You can't turn your head and say they're Christians and don't look at it, because it's right there in front of you. It follows you everywhere because you are following them. You see, you are following them. You're following the Balaks. Okay? Now, Balak really want to overcome the wrong people, you see. When people start, now somebody's been there with you and on your side, helping you, taking you through, being your mentor, your advisor, whatever, and all of a sudden you turn on them. Now, they've been doing the same thing and doing the same thing, but then here come the Balaks in your life, begin to want to destroy them because the Balaks say, this is my enemy. So what you going to do, cause them to be your enemy too? Because you got an enemy that wants you to have the same enemy, your own enemy. And that's kind of backward, don't you think? But nevertheless, these things happen in life. These things happen to people. And I'm just here trying to warn you that they do happen. Keep your eyes open to the truth, huh? And then don't go trying to take part in what Balak is saying and doing. Hmm? He want to overcome your people. You want them to overcome people? Look at it today. Look at today's life. Look at it. Look at it today. We got a racist thing going on, black against white, brown, purple, whatever. They're against somebody because of what? The color, their religion, their whatever race they're in, whatever thing they're in, they hate them. See? And they telling others how to hate. See, those are the Balaks of your life. They go and whisper in your ear and tell you all that's bad about these people. Mostly, they really hate black people. Don't care whether the black is in Indian, if the black is English, Irish, or don't care what denomination or whatever you in, it don't matter. If you black, they don't like you. 10, if you got some money, they may tolerate you. Okay? But there's always somebody whispering in their ear saying that you are with them. That's my enemy. Now, that person may be what? That person may be Spanish or anything else, and they may be a little lighter color than the other one, but they're going to whisper in your ear, why are you with them? And we all the same. Everybody's born got the same blood. All the blood is red. I don't care what color your skin outside. When you cut them, you're red. You ain't got black blood. You over there ain't got no yellow blood or white blood. All the blood is the same. But somehow the bellics of the world have twisted life, trying to make life one way, their way. So they have put others as their enemy. And you are the same as the other people are. And you're the same. So now how you going to side with them? They got you caged, don't they? Hmm? Hear that? They got you caged. You see? They had their divinations in their hand. They had the little emlets, camlets, or whatever you call them, in their hands to do you in. And you went right along with them. I believe Balaam was right along with them because they had him in their hand. He let them come in his house with these things. Hmm? He let them come in. Okay? Now let's go on a little further to see how this thing, I may jump from this portion to another portion because I found it extremely interesting too, to find out how we rather listen to the devil than listen to God. Hmm? And Balaam rose up in the morning. No, I missed 12, didn't I? And God said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed. Tell the devil, I am blessed, devil, and you can't curse me. You talk to them witches, warlocks, and whatever else they want to call, Christian witches and whatever else they want to call themselves. And they are not what God called them, but they are what they want to be. And they want to persuade you to come over on their side. Leave God, who said, for they are blessed. God say you blessed. It doesn't matter what kind of divinations you have in your hand. It don't matter you went to what dark hole to get out at the graveyard or wherever you got your stuff from. It does not matter what you've gotten because God says, for they are blessed. You shall not curse the people. You cannot curse God's people. See, you ain't cursing them. You end up cursing who? Yourself. Do you see? And Balaam rose up in the morning and said unto the prince of Balak, get you into your land, for the Lord refused to give me leave to go with you. I wouldn't even ask God for to go out and try to curse nobody, would you? Yes, some people do. Nah, I know some people do. See, and you'll be surprised at the people that do it. You would think they wouldn't. And they'll swear they don't. They'll add a lie to what they're already doing. Oh, I ain't doing nothing like that, and doing it all the time. They ain't going to admit it. And Balaam say, you know, go to your own land. Go back to your land. The Lord refused to give me leave to go with you. Now, he want Balaam to go with him. Did Balaam belong to him? Now, God having a whole lot of conversation with Balaam. Hmm? But Balaam insists on keep trying because there had to be a little leak in Balaam's building. There had to be a little crack somewhere in there that caused him to continue. And Balaam sent yet again prince more and more honorable than they, more higher up. He sent them. He figured they could get to Balaam. And they came to Balaam and said unto him, thus saith Balaam, son of Zippor, let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming unto me. Don't let nothing stop you this time. In other words, don't let God stop you. Stop talking to God. Don't go over there and talk to him. You see how the devil tell you to stop praying? See how he tell you don't go to that church, and you know that church is what has been helping you and helping you stay strong in the Lord and all, and the devil keep telling you them little Balaks in your life keep saying to you, don't go. They ain't good for you. They don't know what they're talking about. Well, now, the Balak and his prince don't know what they're talking about, because of being persistent, just like the devil do that. He's very persistent. He do not stop what? Hell hacking you. He don't stop doing that. He will keep on, and he'll try other ways of doing things to try to get you to break. Now, then he start promising you things. What'd he say? For I will promote thee unto very great honor, and I will do whatever thou may that sayest unto me. Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people. He don't see that Balaam ain't got no power to do it. Okay? All he can do is go to God about that, to hedge off from God so that they can get cursed. Can you imagine somebody walking around saying that? That's real dumb, ain't it? Against God Almighty, you would do something like that. Just because somebody going to promote you. God is the one that promotes. How am I going to look for you, a little meager devil, to promote me somewhere? Where are you going to promote me? One of the big devils, chief devil? That what you're going to promote me to? God got it all. Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Balak, if Balaam would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord, my God, to do less or more. Have you ever stood up to the devils that have tried to make you go against God? Have you stood up to them? Say, it don't matter what you want to give me. It doesn't matter all this that you are saying about promoting me and all that. I cannot go against the word of the Lord, my God. When we going to be brave enough to tell the devil that? When are we going to be brave enough to do that? Are we going to be so chicken all the time? Run away. Shoot chicken and chicken run away, don't they? When are we going to start being bold and being strong? I cannot go against the word of the Lord. You want me to hurt these people. You want me to hurt God's chosen. You want me to come against them. And they tell you to say all kind of things against God's chosen, and you wonder why something all of a sudden happened in your life, and for your children or your whatever, husband, wife, or whoever. You wonder what happened. Keep your mouth shut. Don't try to let the devil talk you into anything. See, the devil was trying to do was talk this man into doing this. Now, here you go again. Now, this I didn't get. I'm going to have to find me some understanding of this. Now, therefore, I pray you, tarry ye also here this night, that I may know what the Lord will say unto me more. He want to have a chance to stay in your house to wreak havoc. So this is what he's doing to Balaam. And Balaam is doing what? Letting him. And God came unto Balaam at night and said unto him, If the men come to call thee, rise up and go with them. But yet the word which I shall say unto thee, that shall thou do. I don't want you to do nothing but tell them what I tell you to tell them. Because I'm going to stir them up. You know God is going to stir them up. Huh? God don't let the devil have no course in your life. Listen, think about that today. God is on your side. You don't have to fear what man can do to you. I don't care who the man is or woman. Okay? God can bless you. Yes, he can. But what kind of blessing, you know, I just thought about that. What kind of blessing are you looking for? What kind of blessing are you looking for? Think about that. What kind of blessing are you looking for? What are you looking for God to do? If I ask everyone, call me and let me know what you're looking for God to do. And listen, this is what the word of God said today. If I tell you this now, I'm not telling you this right at this moment unless he gives me permission to really tell it to you. What do you want God to do for you today? You don't even know what you want him to do. You don't know if you want him to bless you or what. You want him to curse your enemies. You might tell him to curse your enemy. But then who you think is your enemy is not your enemy. And who you think is your friend is not your friend. See? So when he starts separating you from certain people, you want to know what's going on here. I didn't ask you this. I didn't ask you to take my friends. Well, no, you said take your enemies. So that was your enemy, and you just didn't know it. See? And your enemy keep giving you false information. See? And you keep listening and doing what they tell you to do. Now, if your friend try to tell you the truth and your enemy, the other one you think is your friend, tell you, well, they telling you wrong and they don't know nothing. They not the real. And you believe it, but you were getting blessed before. Come on. You were getting blessed by the same one that this person that called to be your friend tells you they oh yes, you know I don't want nothing bad to happen to you. And then it tells you to get rid of your friend, get rid of this other one because they ain't gonna give you no good news. You know, this is what this is what the Bible was talking about, and there was I believe it was Elijah, one of them. I can't remember which one right at this moment. But you know, they say send for him, and they say no, because he always have bad news. I don't want him. Give me another prophet. Now, you don't want a real prophet. You want a fake prophet to go lie to you. See? The Bible talks about these things. See? You just don't read enough to find out the fact that people can lie to you. And they be patting you on the back, laughing with you, and lying to you all the same time. And you think that's your friend. Well, that's my friend. They won't tell me nothing wrong. They always tell me the truth. Are they telling you the truth? Have you ever really looked at it, what they are saying to you and what you're doing and then what happens after that? All right. Don't get mad at me now. Don't get mad. Hey, don't get mad. I'm still me. I'm still here. We talking about it. All right. Balaam rose up in the morning. I said it before, and saddled his ass and went with the prince of Moab. He settled. He put it up together. He went on out there. Okay. All right. Now, Balaam was so engrossed in Moab and the prince and all that, And listen now, you would not be normal. Listen, some of this stuff that he offered that you don't have, you may think about it, say, well, maybe this is the way God blessing me. Is that what you say? Think about it now. Think about when people say things, you can get this if you do that. I'll give you so and so and so if you, and you want it so bad, so you'll accept it, right? Come on, talk to me now. You will accept it. Come on. You want to, well, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it. But where did they get it from? Where did they get this stuff from that they're giving me? And have it been sacrificed to their God? You ask that, right? Come on, think about it now. How many times you might take it? Come on, all right. Well, let me tell you, you can make God mad. You know that, don't you? You don't know you can make God mad? Listen, God's anger was kindled because he went. And the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Can you believe God be trying to keep you holy? Keeping you to do right. Trying to keep you in that way. And you still be fighting against him. You ever thought that's really silly? Fighting against God? And he's doing everything to keep you saved, keep you on the right path, keep you from coming against him. And he have to do something he really don't want to you because you go against what his words say and what he done told you time and time again not to do. See? So the story about the ass and Balaam, that's where that story came in. He bad, because he liked being with Moab. Then let him stay two nights at his house. And he ain't paid no attention to God say, who the man? In other words, who is this in your house? What are these demons doing in your house? Do you do that? I just want to know today, do you do that? Who you letting in your house? It looks like an angel, don't it? Let's say the devil went to the costume store and got him an angel outfit.
Come on now.
And came back and fooled you. It ain't Halloween, but he fooled you, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Now, you know that God opened the mouth of the ass. Talked to Balaam. Still trying to get this man's attention. From going with this man. Still trying. How long has God been trying to keep you from the evil? Even, let me throw this in now. This is kind of more of Pastor Sharon's expertise where she's starting into the ministry of relationship. even you got a, well, mostly it's a, it was husbands doing these things. Husbands can be very mean, and they got one of them love to beat on them, cuss them out, treat them all kind of ways, real bad. And they still say, you say, well, maybe you should consider leaving. No, I can't leave him. I love him. Well, why are you complaining? Why are you complaining? If he's doing all this stuff he's doing to you, stay there and keep it. Keep letting him do it. You love him, remember? And you want him to keep beating on you, calling you all kind of filthy names, cheating on you. Think about it now. And God want to know, why are you there? I told you not to marry him in the first place. See? But you disobeyed me, so you have to pay the consequence. Because you disobeyed. Now you want me to free you from it. You insist, I told you don't marry him, you married him. Now what you want, why you want me? You didn't want me in the beginning when I was trying to lead you and guide you. Think about it. Think about if God would talk to you that way. What would you do? All right. I'm running on, all right? Now, God finally opened the eyes of Balaam in the 31st verse. The Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. He had to get homage to the living God. That angel was finna cut him asunder. Now, you see how God loved him, and God wanted him to go where he had ordained for him to go and do? Now, that's God stretching out a long way, being merciful and kind. He had to open up the jackass mouth to get him to speak, to try to get the attention of Balaam. Balaam has lost focus. Have you lost focus on God? See, he lost focus. And when he lost focus, he can't see what God has for him. Can you see what God has for you where you are? See, right where you are. Now listen. God has put a prophet in your life, right? And I've told you many times. Every church need a prophet there, a seer. If the pastor can't see, then they have a seer. Now remember, David had a seer now. Nathan's the seer come and told him about his sin. See, when you tell him about your sin, you don't want to hear. You only want to hear the good stuff. Well, you're going to have to hear the bad stuff, too. The seer going to see whichever thing is occurring in your life at the time. And let me tell you, every church got a devil in there, too. See? They're all in there. Everybody's there. Okay? Some are in disguise. You haven't realized the one that is this, that, or the other. Now, God was telling Balaam, when he opened his eyes, the angel of the Lord said unto him, wherefore hast thou smitten thine ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me. See, what he was doing was not right. What Balaam was doing, one, bringing them into his house, and two, he going in the temple to inquire of God for Moab. He inquiring for him. So, what happened? His way was perverse too. And the angel said, and the ass saw me and turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now also I had slain thee and saved her alive. See that? He said if the ass didn't have sense, it did see. You see, somebody would have died right there. Okay? Because he was sent on a mission. See, the angel, God sent that angel on his mission, and he's not going to turn from his mission. Don't care which one of y'all get killed. See? He's not going to turn from his assignment that God gave him. They obeyed. Okay? To obey the same way that angels of God obeyed. Balaam said unto the angel of the Lord, I have sinned, for I knew not that thou stoodest in the way against me. Now, therefore, if I displease thee, I will get me back again. Now, you know you did wrong, don't you? And the angel of the Lord said unto Balaam, go with the men, but only the word that I shall speak unto thee, that thou shalt speak. So Balaam went with the prince of Balaam. Now, Balaam didn't give up just because he repented. Do you think the devil going to give up working on you just because you repented of your sin? So he going to find another tactic to get to you. He going to go another way, change his words around a little bit that you don't recognize his words as words of a deceiver. He's not going to, he got all kind of tricks, you see. All types of tricks, people. And we buy them every time, don't we? Everything he come up with, we buy. Now, what does he want? He still want to talk about this promotion. Balaam should have asked him, what you going to promote me to? That God can't promote me. You know, I mean, a nice question like that would have been just perfect for the old Moab man. And Balaam said unto Balaam, lo, I am come unto thee. Have I now any power at all to say anything? The word that God put it in my mouth, that shall I speak. I ain't got no power. Huh? I don't have any power. You see? That I can't speak nothing else but what God said. Now, he came to that for a brief moment. You see? In this story, this is what got me. For a brief moment, his focus was clear. So now he went with him to the place he's going, Kirjahados or wherever that is. And Balak offered oxen and sheep and sent to Balaam and to the prince that were with him. And, you know, he's still trying to buy him. What he buying you with, money? Making you do what he wants you to do by giving you that proposition, I'll give you so much of mine a money. You know they say our money talks. That's what they told me, money talks, huh? Somebody told me money will buy anything, even buy people. You can see that by these traffickers, can't you? They taking that literally now, so that they can do what? Get these people and buy these people. And some of you selling your own children cost us some money. When the money gone, who you going to sell after then? Somebody else's children? Now you're looking for trouble. You think there's no payday at the end. The people today that is trafficking these people, their children and everything, they think there's no payday. When you killing people for no reason at all, there is a payday. Any violence against people, whether it's woman, man, or whoever, dog and cat, there is a payday. You're going to have to pay for that which you've done to someone else. I'm not saying they got to pay you. They don't have to pay you, but I can tell you one thing, God will pay you for the perverse thing that you've done. Do you hear me? God will pay you. And Balaam did ask old Balak again. When Balak started to try again, he said, how shall I curse whom God had not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord had not defied? Now, how am I going to do this? What do I possess that I could go against God? Think about that. You or I have nothing that we can go against God with. We can't compare with him. With his strength, we can't compare. With his knowledge, we can't compare. See? The thing is, people think they are. They think they are God. Lots of people think that way. See? Oh, I am so strong. Oh, I can get anything done. I can't do anything. I got to get help sometimes, myself, personally. Because I'm depending on God. I'm depending on God to give me the right people in my life to help me.
Okay, the right
people. See, I need the right people here. Not these wrong people, not some of these other people. Oh, Lord, do. Now, I'll go this a little bit further now, see what. Ain't nobody blinking on there to come on here and talk with me. So, now, Balaam said, whatever God put in my mouth, that's what I'm going to speak. But Balak was still in behind him. When you get it, finish up the 22nd chapter of Numbers and going into the 23, Balak ain't gave up. In 23rd chapter, he still ain't gave up. So Balak come another way with Balaam. And this is what Balaam told Balak. And Balak said unto Balak, build me here 7 altars and prepare me here 7 oxen and 7 rams. Listen, because Balak thought that was going to get his enemy. Now, how God going to go against his own people, his own word? He don't know God, did he? He just going through motions. He did exactly what Balaam told him. And then Balaam said unto Balak, stand by the burnt offerings and I will go. Preventure the Lord will come to meet me. And whatsoever he answers, show me, tell thee. And he went to a high place. He went on and talked to God. And God met him. God met Balaam. And he said to him, I have prepared 7 altars, and I have offered on every altar a bullock and a ram. And the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth, and say, you know, did you hear what they say? God put a word in his mouth. It wasn't a word from him. It was a word from the Lord, that the Lord put the word in his mouth and said, return unto Balak, and thou, thus thou shalt speak. And he returned unto him, and he stood by his offering, sacrifice, brother. And all of that, he stood there, right? Took up his parable and said, Balak, the king of Moab, have brought me from Aaron. Now he's telling what Balak had done for him. See, he told him, well, come on. And the cast saying, come, curse me, Jacob, and defy Israel. How shall I curse whom God had not cursed? How shall I defy? There you go. That's where he was talking to him about that. Now, he learned a little sense a few minutes. Okay? Then, 11th verse, he said, Balaam said unto Balaam, what is thou done unto me? I took thee to curse mine enemy, and behold, thou hast blessed them altogether. Every time Balaam opened his mouth, it was blessing the people.
The enemy meant for your bad.
Bad. God turned around. You wanted him to curse, but he can't curse because his mouth God had sealed with blessing. See? His mouth was sealed with the blessings of God. Is your mouth sealed with the blessings of God today? Are you trying to curse somebody? Well, listen. He asked him, and he answered and said, must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord had put in my mouth? Hey. I'm not going to take out the good stuff God told me to talk about and put in there what you want me to say because that's what pleased you. I'm not going to do it. Okay? When are you going to stand on the word of God and not allow any enemy to come in and put other words in your mouth that are against the word of God? Why do we do that so often? To please other people? They can't got nowhere to send you. Why are you trying to please other people? Why are you trying to get brownie points with the rich and the famous? Why? When they go to hell, they can't help you. See, the only thing is because you listened to that, you went to hell with them, didn't you? Come on, talk about it now. Now, okay, listen. 19 say, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall he not make it good? In other words, what God says is what counts. And this is what Balaam said. Behold, I have received commandment to bless. And he had blessed. And I cannot reverse it. Now you tell the devil today, I cannot reverse what God say he going to do for me. God say he going to bless me. And I am blessed. I am blessed. It will not be reversed. He said, I cannot reverse it. It won't be reversed. See? It won't be reversed. Did you hear me? Because God has spoken. And then when God speaks something, he says, he's not a man that he should lie. And neither should she repent. Whatever he say, he going to do it. Now, you believe it. If I don't say nothing else today or next week or whatever, you remember that when God says something, he means what he say, and he say what he means. And you need to do the same. Come on. Whoever out there, wherever you are, far or near, don't matter. Praise God. It's for you too. Don't let the devil continually to be harassing you. See? Find out, in the first place, find out where you stand with God. Where your space is. Where are you set at? What part of the table are you at? So that God can bless you. When the enemy come in like a flood, he say you can lift up a standard against it. You have the power to do that. Why you think Balak was trying so hard? Balak ain't had no power. He thought he was because he was a king, but he had no power. That's why he kept harassing Balaam. And Balaam kept in and out. It sounds good, you know. And, you know, I might do it pending. What was it pending on? I don't see nothing to make it to be pending on. To me in the story or in real life. All it is how much harassment can you take? Will it make you give in? And what is going on in the world today as things unfold, that God is unfolding all across the world, it's going to be a whole lot of that going on, and you're going to have to get focused and stay focused on God and his word. Get some word in you and stay focused on the word, because if you don't, you're going to fall. You're going to fall into the trap that the devil set for you. And that is to go with him. You don't want to go with him. You want to go with God. I know the devil tell you ain't no God and all that. Say, well, you go in, you go on with the one that you know ain't no God. You go that way, and I'm going this way. Okay. Choose you this day who you going to serve. That's what you're supposed to do. All right. Where's, here you are, Deacon Mike.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that word with the apostle. And I was sitting there, and I was going through the other part of it about that ass, you know, about that donkey. I couldn't get over that. And the ass saw in verse 23 of chapter 22, and the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand, and the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field, and Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. Now, the ass was smart enough to see what was going on. He didn't see it. That's because that's because that there was that sin in his eyes, because he had disobeyed God. Okay? But the angel of the Lord stood in the path of the vineyards, a wall being on the side, and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself into the wood and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again. Now, he just putting the whipping on this poor donkey. His donkey been with him through all her life. And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in the narrow place where was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times? Now, I say that to say this, that God can use anybody and anything to get your attention. Mm-hmm. Never forget that. He can use anybody and anything to get your attention. He can use animals. He can use people. He can use children. He can use babies. He use what he wants to get your attention. If he tell you to do something, and see, the thing is, if you're supposed to be who you say you are, let's put you that way, you're supposed to be a person of God, and you're supposed to carry out your, how we say it, you're supposed to carry out your mission, or carry out where God told you to go, and you decide to do it your way, God's going to get your attention. Because it had to be a purpose that God is sending you there. It's a reason. And God don't, as Bishop said, God don't make no mistakes. He don't make no mistakes. Then the Lord opened up the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way of the way, and his sword drawn in his hand, and he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. About time he saw the angel. But the Lord had to open up his eyes and let him know what was going on. See, he didn't have a clue, because he was too busy trying to do his thing, not what God told him to do. He's going to do his thing, you know. And that's where we get in trouble at, because we want to do our thing, you know. And we ain't got better sense than to do what the devil tell us to do. See, it's a lot of that goes on that people don't understand what's happening. I mean, I remember one time Apostle was telling us, do we understand what the voice of the Lord is? Do we understand, can we hear the voice of the Lord? Let's go that way. And, you know, the thing about it is, we be in all kind of shapes and all kind of things and troubles, and we get ourselves and tangled up in all kind of messes, and then we want the Lord to bring us out. Suppose the Lord tell you he ain't bringing you out. What you going to do then? See, that's like people who say they do anything to do such and such. So that means you'll sign the pact with the devil just so you can get what you want to get. Because you'll do anything. See? And the thing about it is, now, if you want to do something, ask for the Lord. Say, I'll do anything for you, Lord. Go that route. But they don't. See, somebody trying to help you, you be against them. And that's a problem. You cannot be against the Lord when the Lord is trying to help you and trying to bless you, and he's trying to show you where to go to be blessed. Now, you might be a blessing on somebody, or somebody might be a blessing on you, because that's the way God works. It gets passed around. Everybody get a piece if you want a piece, but if you don't want a piece, you get no peace. Because that's what, listen, and you know, like, the little thing that was going around, is pass it around, is that when you're blessed, you bless somebody else. If somebody help you do something, you help somebody else do something. You know, and that's the way you get blessed. That's the way things happen, and you keep it moving around for others. You keep it moving around for yourself. But you don't hold it over nobody's head. You don't say, I did such and such for you, so you need to do this for me. Don't work that way. That's where you make enemies. Because you're supposed to be doing something out of the goodness of your heart, and you ain't. Because you're expecting something to come right back from the person you did something for, who you're supposed to be doing for the goodness of your heart. See, and that's where we get out of balance, or whatever you want to say, we get out of whack. Because if you doing something from the goodness of your heart for somebody, God going to bless you. Make no doubt about it. God is going to bless you. Now, if God send suppose God sent a rat at you and the rat start talking. Okay? And start talking to you about what you did and what you didn't do. What you going to do? What you going to do about that? You know, it's strange, but stranger things have happened. God have got people's attention all kind of ways now. You just can't you can't deny that. You definitely can't deny that. Because it's a lot of people who done fell through the cracks messing around with the devil. So you know where they at now, right? So let's not get it all twisted and backwards. Because we all in this thing. We all trying to keep ourselves above ground and trying to keep ourselves on God's good side. Let's everybody keep yourself on the good side of God. Okay? Amen. Here's Sister Diane.
You know he won't be nosy, right? That's why he in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for that awesome word. Coming from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael, I tell you, God is an awesome God. We thank God for that word. We truly thank God for that word today. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. It's 347-857-3925. This every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can tune into blogtalkradio.com/ time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Or better yet, you can go to our Facebook page, which is Logan International Ministries / the City of Victory, and you can also tune in there as well. Know that it's definitely some awesome listening. So you tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget, share it with a friend. Tell it to someone. Share the site, everything. Also, you know, it's that time we're looking for donations, or you would like to sow a seed into the woman of God's life, into this radio broadcast. It has blessed you in any way. You can visit our website at LogianInternationalMinistries.com and hit that donate button and sow that seed, that donation. And just know that no donation is too small or is too great. God bless the cheerful giver. So go ahead, go to our website, LoganInternationalMinistries.com, and hit that donate button and sow your seed. Or you can just go ahead and send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
I'll supply all your needs
as soon as I start.
I stop worrying.
Worrying how the story ends.
When I let go.
I let go.
And I let
God.
Let him have.
Let God have his way.
That's when things start happening. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, that everything would be alright. Yeah. As soon as I stop worrying. God.